This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Reds Land on this December 18 of 2006. It's really boring here in Reds Land this week.
It's a week away from Christmas.
You know, it was a really crummy week last week to be so late with the podcast, because typically, at the end of the podcast, or when it's time to record a new podcast, I go back in all the entries I've made since the last podcast to see what's happened.
Yes.
And then we review over those topics. And
nothing.
If it hadn't been for the Reds riddles I just put up moments ago, these would actually be consecutive podcast entries. There's actually nothing.
That's the
happening.
Only reason you put those up, isn't it?
It actually is, yeah. Yeah. I was lying there thinking, man, I gotta put something up. I can't have consecutive podcast entries. Not to say that, I mean, we had consecutive podcast entries at Reds Fest, I believe. Did we?
I don't think we did.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
maybe not.
But to
whatever.
Have weekly but consecutive podcast entries would be kind of sad. But,
so
but
did
anyway.
did you have a good hiatus this weekend?
No, not really. You know, because I was feeling kind of sick. Feeling kind of miserable.
You know what? You know what you should have done?
What
you should have had a mug of hot cocoa.
The Red Hot Broadcast brought to you by Cocoa.
Ah.
Very nice. So, what are we going to talk about? Anything going on? Not really?
Not really. We could talk about how the Reds are doing nothing.
Yeah, I think that we've covered that.
They're standing pat, I guess.
Oh, I know. How about the grievance that Kriv Dog said he was going to be filing for the Majeski deal?
No, I'm just not feeling that.
You're not feeling it?
No.
Well, I think that you're probably not feeling it because the word is no news.
It
hasn't been filed. So what the hell?
Is there a statute of limitations on this?
One would think.
Is Jim Bowden going to get off by a technicality because Krivsky's slow? I just don't understand what can take that long.
I don't know either.
It happened how many months ago?
I don't know. It seems like it's a part of ancient history now. It's like it's one of those epic tales that forms your entire culture's culture. Your civilization's culture. You look back
on
it as...
The
collective
consciousness. Consciousness.
It's sort of like the Iliad. The trade. the trade.
Well,
we'll sing of it. Bards will wander the country singing of it.
That would be sad.
Yeah. Well, you know. Any bard who's wandering the country is probably pretty sad.
Pretty sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that was... Anything else?
Well, just in time for Christmas.
The Red Hot Mama's super fun activity
book
for kids?
Nope. Something even better.
No way. What could be better than the Red Hot Mama super fun activity book for kids?
Marty Brenneman, Voice of the Reds, a new 70-minute CD.
Is that right?
Filled with his best calls.
I bet it doesn't have a connect the dots.
No connect the dots. No jokes. Best or worst.
Yeah. There's some pretty bad jokes in the activity book. But that's the charm. Okay, so what's on this 70-minute CD of Marty's?
Pretty much stuff we never heard because we weren't born yet.
Yeah.
Like, here's my reenactment of one of his famous calls that I've never heard.
Okay.
It was in his rookie season when he started for the Reds in 74 after a Tony Perez walk-off home run for a 14-13 victory.
Okay.
Sounds pretty.
And you're
going to
do a reenactment.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. It's all over. The Reds win it. A home run to center field by Tony Perez. The Reds win it. Oh my golly. Holy cow. What a finish.
I think that was way, way too accurate. Here's my reenactment of that same call. It's all over. The Reds win it. A home. Oh, okay. I've had enough of that already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's available. There's also some other stuff on it.
Imagine if it's 70 minutes,
yeah.
There'd be some other stuff on it.
There better be.
Do you think our listeners are completely bored yet? Should we skip directly to your goofy stories? Do you have anything else?
No, not really.
Okay, why don't you skip directly to your goofy stories and we can get this over with and everyone can get on with their Christmas holiday, because I don't know about you, but I'm betting that this is
so
about the most boring podcast ever.
There's not going to be a podcast next Monday. It will be Christmas Day.
Well, there will be, but it'll just be us singing. Drunk.
I don't care what people say. Christmas time is
not
here.
Not that.
No. Oh, dang it.
No.
I love that.
No. Just read the news.
Here's a feel-good story of a lifelong Baltimore Orioles fan.
Did you say a feel-good story? We have had a good feel-good story in a long time.
There's not enough controversy. I mean, these are the Reds, not the Bengals. There's no arrests. No, feel-good story. Mm-hmm. Lifelong Baltimore Orioles fan who was hired by his favorite team. He's just, you know...
And who was that? His favorite team?
The Orioles.
Oh.
See, because he was a fan.
Okay.
I thought you told me to just read the news. What is this interrupting crap?
You're saying, sir?
His job title was a base runner. He ran errands for people at other workers at the ballpark. But unfortunately, he let his base runner title go to his head.
Okay.
He actually began stealing things. Game-worn jerseys, Sammy Sosa bobbleheads, autographed Orioles cards. And, of course, he did with them what...
Wait, hold on. How do you steal autographed cards?
They're
like, they just have, like, autographed cards sitting around the clubhouse?
I guess.
And pocketed them?
Or from maybe a museum type, or display cases.
Yeah, right.
He pilfered them.
Pilfer.
And he did with them what any fan would do. He sold them on eBay.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Which is funny, because that's also how he was caught. Another Orioles employee saw all these items and was like, hey, wait a minute.
Didn't that come up missing last Tuesday?
Saw them for sale and alerted the authorities, and they tracked him down. He's been fined $5,000 and ordered to serve 50 hours of community service and will probably be on probation for 3 years.
So you think he gets to serve that community service by running errands for the people in Orioles?
That'd be funny.
Well, apparently
he has to serve for the Baltimore Orioles Community Fund.
I think that they probably just weren't paying him enough, and he was just, you know, taking what he was owed in merchandise. That's what I would do.
Dude, Sammy Sosa bobbleheads? Those can't be worth anything.
Are you saying you don't want a Sammy Sosa bobblehead?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I can't argue with you there. You got anything else?
One more.
Okay.
Do you remember a few years ago when we were really into Dance Dance Revolution?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Played it every night for half an hour to an hour.
Uh-huh, yep. Those are the
days. Played ourselves silly and sweaty.
Yep. Oh, the sweaty.
Yes, oh, the sweaty. And, well, we stopped about when I strained my hamstring.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That was pretty sad.
I think that I had a stress fracture in my foot,
yeah,
too.
That's right. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
We were hardcore.
Oh, we were, man.
We were all the way up to, like, 8, 9
foot. Yeah, we were 8-footers. Yeah. 8-footers easy, 9-footers on some of them.
Yeah. Well, another game by the same company that made DDR.
Mm-hmm. Konami.
No, Bemani.
Bemani, sorry.
Bemani. Claimed a Detroit pitcher during the just-finished postseason.
Wait, how did Bemani claim a pitcher?
They,
I'm sorry.
They didn't claim him off waivers. They, like, prevented and injured him, basically, and prevented him from pitching for a few games.
With Dance Dance Revolution?
Nope. Guitar Hero.
Oh my gosh. How does somebody hurt themselves playing Guitar Hero?
Well, that's what they're saying. The injury was a right wrist and forearm inflammation.
Yeah. We've heard about this injury before.
Joel Zamaya missed 3 games in the playoffs because of this injury to his right hand.
Uh-huh.
And they stopped the club. The Tigers stopped him from playing the game during the World Series, and he immediately improved.
Well, yeah, actually, that probably is true, but it is funny.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, those Bemani games, they are dangerous.
I'm sure it's only going to get more dangerous now that the Nintendo Wii's out, and you can wave and flail all about as you play.
Oh, I know, there's going to be broken knickknacks all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
People are going to have to start building gyms in their houses just to house their Wiis.
Padded walls for the game room, in addition to the sanitarium.
Just might as well pad all the walls.
There you go. It'll be like the rubber floors on that beer commercial.
Remember our high school gym had rubber floors?
Yes.
Wow, you can tell we're rambling again.
Let's finish this.
So, let's hope for some... For some activity. No, you don't think
not
so?
In the next week, not before Christmas.
You don't want any activity before Christmas?
It's not that I don't want any, there won't be any.
Yeah, you think everyone's taking the time off, spending time with
their
family?
We might take the time off.
Playing some
skip
guitar.
A week.
Oh, that's madness.
I know.
Maybe we could use next week to string all of our intros together. including the George Grand ones that I don't think we've actually aired all of the
well, there's one that wasn't an intro that I haven't done anything with yet.
Yeah, we could just play that.
There you go.
Because, man, that's pretty badass. That's pretty awesome right there. But we'll have to think about that. In the meantime, keep on hanging in there and go Reds!
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.
It was a sound like a garbage truck being dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they pulled the body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked just like this! Ah!